Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate, your go-to podcast for real estate enthusiasts who thrive on that excitement of property and prosperity. Let's buckle up together and navigate this crazy map of opportunity. Together, we will unearth the truths, the secrets behind the curtain, discover your voice, and find your personal niche. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagle. I am so excited to talk to you guys today. I'm going to reminisce a little bit, and today's title is How Important is Your First Purchase? This actually, while I was preparing this, I started crying because it takes me back, and I'm a real emotional person, truly. Anyway, how important is your first home purchase? It's that first leap. This may not seem overly exciting, but it is a life-changing event, and what a ride it can be. You need to look beyond the surface of just we're closing on a house and those minutiae of the closing details, but understand you are purchasing a piece of real estate and getting your foot in the door. You can become one of those multimillionaires in real estate if you adjust your brain. That's the excitement of it. So if you can open that vision. For me, I remember that day, the feeling, and felt so secure. But something inside me clicked as we were carrying boxes and I'm setting up my home. And you sort of, I don't know, maybe it's me. I'm a girl. I had my first baby and I'm just making my little nest and so excited, thinking this is my forever home. But my brain said, no, no, no. I became addicted to the idea of what this first home meant. It meant I had a start. I had equity building, and how was I going to grab that equity and keep going? I felt I jumped on a conveyor belt, and poor Peter, my partner, husband, love, man, he has just been on this train of growth with me. I felt the potential of the appreciation building and that let it ride mentality. I discovered a third job that was right up my alley and something that was going to be fun, emotional, exciting, and beautiful because I got to design and style our homes. And yet it was going to be an income stream for us and our family as we were building. That was so eye-opening to me. And I know it can be confusing and overwhelming for a lot of people and feel painful. So what am I really saying? Well, I'm going to explain to you with a quick recap of what happened. Let's just rewind and get to that History Channel of Debbie. Before I begin, though, I want you to know my personality. I'm Aquarius, if that matters to any of you, which means I don't like boundaries. I don't like the word no. I don't like anything that's expected. If you expect me to be this, I'm going to be that. And I'm going to be contrary, provocative, and argumentative. And I won't really care what you say. And a lot of times I have to be careful with my vocabulary because I speak way ahead of most people. I am living already 8 months ahead of where we are sitting right now. So my fast forward brain, I'm on a stage somewhere inspiring others. And yet I'm sitting at my third podcast with a microphone surrounded by all of my clothes in a beautiful closet. So I don't live in reality. But let's go back to this. I know I am a huge risk taker. I just go, I leap, I'm a visionary, I'm an optimist. I am an extreme optimist. And I love my nudges. I listen, I give myself that silence that I need to get my creative bursts. I truly believe in me. So here's what I want you to know. I'm blessed because I have a husband, Peter, my partner. He is my ballast. He's my detail guy. He is a lawyer engineer, total opposite of me, which is a blessing. He is the one that worries. He attends to the juggling and he makes it so balanced. He really understands me and is patient. Most people ask, how can he handle it? So he tells me he's very blessed because he has my energy around him all the time. He once was at a party and a psychic was in the garden and she said, you have three women in your life. And he just shook his head and he goes, nope, just Debbie. We have been a great balance with each other. So here we go. He came from a corporate family. So you have to understand a corporate family is very regimented. They don't do real estate really too much back in that day. And versus my entrepreneurial, crazy family, egocentrically driven and all selling, quite the gatherings that we have. So Peter watched, he learned, and he encouraged my fast brain. And he was an important element to every single step. Our first home purchase, it wasn't just a first home purchase. As I said, it was an eye-opening event for me. And it was quite the turning point in my life. One other thing you will know about me, I will say I and my, but please know Peter's included in all of this with my children, but I always speak from my perspective. There are only a few of these moments in your life where you come and you're at a fork in a road and you literally take the right curve or the left curve and it alters your life for the next two decades or more. These determination points are so important if you can identify them in your life. We all have a few, and this moment was one of my few. My mom came to town, to Chicago, to watch me in a runway show. I was a runway model, and it was a Saks Fifth Avenue show. So she flew in to come see me, and she had a newspaper under her arm. And I'm like, what's that? She goes, after the show, we're going out to this town and we're going to look at these houses. I said, I don't want to live there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to go. She said, you're listening to me. This is a deal. We're going. And yes, P.S., mom was an agent too. So I didn't have a choice. She provoked me. I argued. I didn't want to live there. And she said, too bad. Get in the car. So we went. We pulled up, it's in a dirt field with a sales trailer, and I kid you not, a crowd of people fighting to hand checks to the guy selling. Not a tree in sight, they were cornfields out there in Chicago, and I was overwhelmed. Of course, I'm in full makeup, dressed as a model, just going, what are we doing here? She said, just watch and learn. And here's what got crazy. She handed a check over. We got the floor plans and left. Now, you're all thinking, that sounds insane, but it was a reality. And here's an even deeper fact. Guess what interest rates were at? 19 to 20%. Yep, I kid you not. So, bad time to buy a house? No, who cares about interest rates? I know most of you do. But it's a momentary blip. There's always a solution. There's always an adjustable rate. There's some kind of deal. You can buy the rate down. There are solutions. If you use interest rates as a reason or an excuse not to buy a house, you're missing out. You haven't spoken to the right people. You're not understanding the market. This company, they were selling houses left and right, offered a 15% flat rate, which sounded really exciting. The houses were really cheap, and mom got me in that car with those floor plans and said, we're picking one. So here we are, 40 minutes from where I really wanted to live, and she had made my decision. And as a first-time buyer, 21, I'm sitting there. I'm not going to argue. She's giving me the down payment. I'm going to take it quietly and make this an opportunity. Ultimately, we spent a little bit more. We bought a two-story, you know, felt like a neighborhood home. And we went back to sign the contract a week later. This time, Peter came. I had baby Tyler with me. my mom, and dad. The owner of the company sat with us at a table and took us to contract. After 20 minutes, he turned to me as I'm happily holding Tyler, and he goes, "If you're anything like your mother and father here, I want you on my sales team. You start tomorrow." I looked at him, shook my head, said, "No way." And everyone else at the table shook their head and said, "She'll be here." We got in the car and I cried all the way home. I should have been rejoicing we're buying a home, but I hate math. I hate calculators. I did not want a full-time job and I was scared to death. Peter looked at me and he said, "I promise I will train you." So that night, he trained me on the calculator as I was in tears, and he drove me to work the next day, and I started. Well, I sold 4 homes. The lesson here, allow yourself to be guided out of your comfort zone. Allow yourself to be nudged and argued with. You are to listen and observe. I just had altered the course of our life. My mom that week unknowingly changed the track, the path, the course of my life and my family. We moved where we never wanted to be. I got a job doing what I never thought I would do. And my brain cracked open a whole new sector. As I was working in that sales trailer, I kept seeing agents bringing clients in and doing nothing. They sat there, they held their purse, they had their heels on. God forbid you wear shoes for the mud. They wouldn't want to walk the lots. I did the walking, the closing, the mud. I always call the mud the gold. So if you tell me my car is muddy and dirty, get it clean, I say no, no, no. That is my residual impact of haunting quality of the gold of the dirt I just sold, of someone's dream. I did it all with these people. I pulled the emotion and just sold houses all day long. I'd make my commission, but I would see these agents driving away in their fancy cars. I had my next aha moment. I knew I could kill that job. I knew I was going to be an agent. I knew we had a lot in our future and real estate was going to be predomination. So I went home. I told Peter, "I'm going to become a realtor. I'm going to take the classes." I did. But in the meantime, I wanted to put our house on the market and I chose an agent. Big, big, fast, too big of a mistake. I hired an agent to sell our house. Oh my God, made that decision too fast, did an interview, no communication. She looked down at us. She didn't understand our story. She didn't have compassion. She didn't shimmy. She didn't adapt. She didn't connect. There was no love. So after 2 weeks, we tried to fire her. She said no. Peter and I went into her office, demanded to meet with the manager. We ripped up the contract. I told them I was going to become a realtor. They laughed at me and they told me if I thought I was going into real estate, I would be a huge fail. I was too young. I had a baby. I couldn't handle it. Thank you guys. As they said, good luck. As we left the real estate office, I looked at Peter. I didn't have to say a word. He knew the fire was ignited in my eyes. Because if you know me at all, that statement, wow, what that does to me as an Aquarian, start those engines, baby, and get out of my way. I'm coming to dominate real estate. And I did. I despise negativity, mediocrity, closed minds, closed doors. Wake up and live, people. anything and everything is so possible for you. We moved a couple times. I laugh. It was actually multiple times. We built homes, we renovated, and that philosophy and those paths that my mom and dad opened for us continue to this day to be huge philosophies in our lives. I listened to my nudges and I kept it rolling, and we trusted my gut each time. All the while, I was birthing, navigating our family, and being a top agent in our area. Yep, mom and dad gave us our initial $17K to get started, but it was our responsibility to grow that money and take advantage of that gift and turn it into millions with a lot of fun. We're really good at packing boxes and moving trucks. We never had professionals, and we were the true beginning of DIY. We stayed 2 years at our second home, 9 years at our third home, but invested in Florida, Aspen, and New York. We invested in commercial buildings, which is a great sector and a whole other podcast. And all in all, while in the Chicago area, we did 15 properties. Currently, we're now in the Catskills, and we have 15 properties and one in Aspen. What's the point to this? This is not about ego. This is to help open your mind to know that with the right mindset, the right connected agent, you can make millions. But you need to look at the real estate in your area, the real estate in your hand, the real estate as you're flipping through Zillow or Realtor.com, one of your favorite apps. Begin to look at real estate, not as your home, but as your stock portfolio, your investment growth potential. It can be your home, but every client I work with, I believe I sound like an infomercial at times, I explain the potential of what can be. I explain how you can improve it, work it, gain the appreciation. When you leap into making that first purchase, you're now in the game of real estate. I don't care if it's one tiny little home, one tiny condo. You're in the game. You have your foot in the door. Your money is growing. It's just how deep do you want to go for that rise? The possibilities are there. Anyone can do it. But you have to be hungry, ready, and imagine. And yes, it can be inconvenient, but oh my God, it is so worth it. That first home purchase, the hardest, truly. So I want you to start thinking about your mindset. This is not a forever home. It doesn't have to be, unless it's an unusual circumstance. And here's mine. I coined this as my worst home purchase ever, because it was the hardest. It was the most claustrophobic. It was my purchase of this home in the Catskills in 1993. It is a beautiful farmhouse from 1893. It is 5,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, a big barn that's finished. And here's the clincher. It's a generational area where we are 4, 5, and 6 generations. So I knew the minute we bought this, I would be claustrophobic, just overwhelmed by it, knowing I would never sell this house. And yet I knew it was going to be an unusual, wonderful, magical home. And I've had so much fun with it because I was able to decorate it however I wanted to, because resale wasn't a factor. You always hear me going, well, that's not good for resale. Don't do it. Yes, I get it. You have to live in your home, but understand, do it for the sense that at any moment you might decide to sell that house and move up. You might decide to sell that house and move over. Please understand, you don't always have to sell the home. Depending on your incomes and what you're strategizing to purchase, you might be able to pull out that appreciation and invest it and triple it. That is what a good agent will do for you. they will advise and show you. I see a home as a bank account. I see it as a savings account where I can't touch it, and I see it as a chess piece. As an agent and a broker, I teach every agent, I teach every client that you can grow your money, you can experience this feeling, and we may not be as big as those guys out there, the Barbara Corcorans, who I adore. Truly, I love watching and listening to her because she's always optimistic and she's every day is a good day, right? The system works. The potential is there. It is not hard. It is just a leap of faith. It is another job, so I take it seriously and you should too. But again, it's an exhilarating job without a boss, just yourself. And it all starts with your mindset. This doesn't have to be my forever home. It is not permanent. This one statement is why I want you to understand that growth potential. Minutia, just one little paragraph on this, and we will hit a whole podcast on financing. But when people use interest rates or inventory as an excuse not to buy, that is just being a scary tactic to yourself. You're afraid to take the leap. It's part of a whole equation. There are other parts to that equation that will outweigh that negativity. If you buy in the right location, you do the right things to the home, improve it, your appreciation will make a difference. And that percentage of the interest rate, since it's a short amount of time that you're looking at, is going to be chopped up and nullified by the appreciation that you've made. So the minutia and the details are not as important as the whole picture and the grand scheme of things. Think bigger. Thank you for listening to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagle. I look forward to our next episode. And please know, every day and any day is a great day to buy, buy, buy. Thank you for listening today to The Ride of Real Estate. Remember, whether you're a buyer, a seller, an agent, an investor, or even just a dabbler, your enthusiasm, curiosity, and vision are your best assets. The scene of real estate is ever-changing, and every week I will keep you buzzing with every new secret for success. Keep looking around the corner for the next stop, and we'll see you next week.